News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, everybody's just, noticing the high temperatures and just how kind of uncomfortable it is, especially this morning. I think we're already probably past 90 degrees. I don't know. It's sweltering out there. And we've been hearing about this storm season upon us, and we're definitely bracing for that. And that's what we're talking about for this next 25 minutes. BeReadyAlliance.org. Visit that website because we've been talking about hurricane preparedness on the show for the past couple of weeks. We've had lots of guests on here trying to get everybody ready. We had a tax-free weekend not too long ago. Everybody was stocking up, so we're going to be talking about that. My guest is Dr. Nick Jackson, and he works with the Be Ready Alliance. Go to BeReadyAlliance.org. Dr. Jackson, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me,
Jim. Yeah. All right. So what is it that Be Ready Alliance does, and what is your role there?
Absolutely. Well, I'm the CEO of BRACE, which is the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies.
There you go.
We're a nonprofit organization that leads the Escambia Long-Term Recovery Group, which can connect disaster survivors with organizations that offer a wide variety of assistance. Mm. The Long-Term Recovery Group is comprised of government, faith-based, nonprofit, community-based, and private sector voluntary agencies that work together to help affected families access resources for their recovery after a major disaster.
That's important because when something like that happens and then everything you have and everything you've ever known is just kind of strewn around the community and you're like, what am I going to do now? You have to put everything back together all at once. That's when you really need the help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have disaster case managers that will come into our area after a disaster. They're going to hear the needs of the community, and then all of our partners collectively will gather together and determine funding requests and implement the funding to help the most vulnerable residents in the county.
Mm. Yeah, we have a huge elderly population here.
Absolutely.
So lots of people with medical needs as well. So we talk to people who do work with generators and things like that. I mean, it's when a storm comes and everything's down, that's really when our vulnerable population is the most vulnerable.
That's right.
Yeah, especially in this heat. Oh my goodness.
It is hot.
So, all right. Yeah, go to BeReadyAlliance.org. All right. So, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
ahead. So actually, we're also the volunteer and donation lead for Escambia County Emergency Management. I just want to stress quickly that, Escambia County is absolutely extremely blessed. We have one of the absolute best emergency operations centers in the state of Florida. Mm. These are professionals that work daily to ensure that the residents of Escambia County are well cared for. And so BRACE, on behalf of Escambia County Emergency Management, we collect donations and help coordinate the need for and the placement of volunteers after a major event. And we serve all of Escambia County residents after a major disaster.
Wow. All right. And what is it that you said you're the CEO?
Correct.
All right. Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I've actually been with BRACE for the past 9 months. I have a power industry background, and so very familiar with hurricanes. I've lived here in the area all my life, and I've worked hurricane outages and things of that nature for many years.
Mm. What's your biggest tip for hurricane preparedness for people out there?
Don't wait. Mm. Do not wait. Unfortunately, a lot of times we think we're not in the middle of a storm. We can prepare later. I don't know about you, but last couple of times we had a hurricane come through and you try to go to Walmart to gather supplies. Mm-hmm. There's not much left on the shelf.
Yep. There's no gas, nothing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So be prepared. Don't wait. One of the biggest rules of thumb that we're trying to get out right now is that you need to be 1 week ready. Mm-hmm. Used to it, they would say, 72 hours, but now you want to make sure that you have enough food, you have enough water, all of your medications and emergency supplies for at least 1 week. Mm-hmm. And I just want to stress with water, you need at least 1 gallon of water per person in your household for 7 days.
So 1 gallon per person per day?
Correct.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But we need it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the heat.
Exactly.
All right. Go ahead then.
Yeah, and we also serve as the Escambia Citizens Corps Council, mm-hmm. Which runs the Community Emergency Response Teams, also known as CERT. Okay. CERT is a free FEMA-sponsored training program that prepares our community to help their families and neighbors in the event of a disaster. Through CERT, we train people to learn about disaster preparedness, and we certify them in basic disaster response skills, such as like fire safety, light search and rescue, and disaster medical operations.
Oh, okay. And you can find information about what we're talking about at the BeReadyAlliance.org, BeReadyAlliance.org. Check that out. My guest is Dr. Nick Jackson, talking about hurricane preparedness. This season, they say it's going to be really bad. I mean, that's all I hear. Every time somebody says, oh, this season, it's going to be very, very active. And so far, the things that we've seen, you know, going in the Gulf have, you know, not been anywhere close to us, which is great. But we're just keeping our eye on it because it could be really bad this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NOAA National Weather Service forecasters at the Climate Prediction Center, they're predicting an above average hurricane activity in the Atlantic Basin this year. Mm. The outlook for our season, which spans obviously from June 1st to November 30th, mm-hmm. Predicts an 85% chance of above normal season.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're forecasting a range of 17 to 25 total named storms. Yeah. Of those, 18 to 13 are forecasted to become hurricanes with winds 74 miles or higher. Wow. So we really want to make sure that everybody is watching and preparing. You know, I remember 20 years ago when Ivan came through, that was only a Category 3 storm. Mm. But, you know, it devastated our area. I can tell you personally, I lost my home and everything in it. And I have several friends and family members that, you know, went through the same experience. So don't take it for granted or lightly.
Exactly. And, you know, we all know living in this area, the wind is sometimes not the worst of it. And then you've got the storm surge.
Exactly.
Oof, so that can be devastating.
That's right.
All right. So what are some of your partnerships? Who all works? Because I know you guys, you know, take volunteers, right? We're looking for people from the community to help out.
That's right. Yeah. Well, obviously, our largest partner is Escambia County Emergency Management. We work hand in hand with them. Just great people over there. We partner with the American Red Cross. We partner with Salvation Army, Corps. We have a lot of faith-based organizations that come from all over the region to come help us out in the event of an emergency. United Way, you know, just several other community partners here locally as well as nationally. I'm telling you, we're very, very thankful for the partnerships that we have. Brace actually has over 250 community partners that they'll come to our rescue and to our aid when we call upon them. And of course, we work with the Florida VOAD and the National VOAD to help coordinate all of these services.
And the VOAD is?
Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster.
Oh, okay. All right.
We work with a lot of acronyms in this region.
Yes, a lot of acronyms around here. But that's great because it's all going for a good purpose and getting people aware, especially in this heavy storm season that we're upon. All right. I know you got a lot to cover, so I'm going to let you get to it.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, I wanted to stress a couple of things. One, the community emergency response team is fantastic training for individuals, for families, for teenagers. We have a teen cert program as well. Nice. Actually, we've been really blessed to be able to get into the Escambia County school system. And so we're going to be teaching teen cert throughout the school system this upcoming year. Very excited about that. Mm-hmm. So we have upcoming cert training that's going to begin July 30th. And it's spread out over 2 weeks. We offer cert training all throughout the year, but our upcoming training is going to be on July 30th. So, you know, you can go to our website, BeReadyAlliance.org, in order to register for that. And I wanted to also mention that we run a new program called Fire Corps for the city of Pensacola specifically. Fire Corps educates and certifies community volunteers in providing firefighters and other emergency personnel with immediate medical attention, such as rehydration and prevention of smoke inhalation and heat stroke. Yes. So we're working on that program as well. And then we offer a lot of preparedness workshops. Mm. We do preparedness workshops for local businesses, churches, schools, homeowner associations, and just various organizations throughout the county. And our mission is to make Escambia County, Florida, the most resilient county in the region. And we are tackling that mission. So
very, nice.
Very proud of the work that we're doing so far.
BeReadyAlliance.org. Dr. Nick Jackson is in the building. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 850-437-1620. You can text us. Talking hurricane preparedness. When we come back after the break, you mentioned before we started the show this minute with EM, which I think is a really, really cool thing. We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Nick Jackson. BeReadyAlliance.org. We'll be right back.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. Go to BeReadyAlliance.org. Get prepared for the storms because we could have a few this season. It's supposed to be a very, very busy hurricane season. And our emergency management and all of these great organizations pulling together and working together, go to BeReadyAlliance.org. My guest this morning, Dr. Nick Jackson. Dr. Nick, thank you so much for the work that you do and for getting us all ready and bringing out this information and bringing all these people together. Let's talk about Minute with EM, with emergency management. What is this all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So a Minute with EM is actually informational videos that are posted at least once a week. Sometimes more. It's put out by Escambia County Emergency Management. It features Scotland Williams, who's the emergency coordinator for EM. Also, you know, at times Travis Tompkins, who is our Escambia County Emergency Management expert, and then of course Eric Gilmore, who's the public safety director. They'll be on there, and they're sharing a lot of different information that's very, very helpful to Escambia County residents. Each week is a different topic. One may be on preparedness, another may be on impending severe weather. And of course, now that we're in hurricane season, emergency management will have tropical updates, tracking what's in the tropics. If we're having something develop and we're expecting to be impacted, the video will give an overview and will explain the threats that are affecting Escambia County.
Mm. Yes, because, you know, being right here on the water, I mean, we are very susceptible. So when those storms are in the Gulf, they, like you said, don't wait. Now is the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You know, depending on the topic, you know, sometimes the videos are a little longer, but normally they try to keep them to a minute. That's why it's called A Minute with EM.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if it's longer, it's well worth the watch. You want to watch this information because, you know, some of the information that's being put out there is life or death. You want to make sure that you're watching.
Right.
Also, I just wanted to plug Escambia County Emergency Management's Facebook. Mm-hmm. Their page is great. They place a lot of information to get timely info about what's going on. And the videos are also posted there as well. So those that may not have social media, you can also go to myescambia.com/be-ready. Again, that's myescambia.com/be-ready in order to watch those videos. And they also have a YouTube page.
Okay. All right. myescambia.com/be-ready. And check that out on Facebook, A Minute with EM. You guys have events, too, as well. You just had a 5K, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, last week we had our first 5K. We call it Disaster Dash. Mm. Obviously, we're trying to run away from these disasters that are coming in our area.
Man, if I try to run at all, it is a disaster. My knees just give out. I don't know what's going on with it.
I hear you. Well, thankfully, yeah. I was in the Seville Square just coordinating.
Right.
And so I'm with you there.
Yeah, management role.
That's right.
yeah.
But we held the Disaster Dash this past Saturday to bring awareness to the hurricane season. Mm-hmm. It's something that we're looking forward to doing every year. For our first run, we had over 250 runners sign up.
Nice.
We had over 600 people show up in Seville. And it was a great event. We connected residents with our community resources, a lot of our community partners, and especially preparedness information. Mm. So I believe everyone that left with extremely valuable tools that they could use to be prepared for the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when it all goes down and everything is just in tatters and ruins, your brain is trying to deal with the trauma and the impact of that situation.
Absolutely.
And not having that information in front of you, not knowing who to contact, you can just feel lost,
That's so, exactly right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the trauma. That's one of the things that we teach in CERT in our community emergency response teams. We actually have a disaster psychology course that is taught in that. And so it goes over the different levels and types of traumas that individuals may affect and how to deal with that.
Wow.
So we would love for people to come out, sign up for those courses.
Mm-hmm.
The more people that we have informed, again, the more resilient our county will be.
Right. How do people get involved? If somebody wanted to volunteer their time and their skills to help people in need when this event happens, how can people do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact us through our website, mm-hmm. by email, telephone. If you go to our website, all of our email and contact information is there. And we love having volunteers. We have some of the best volunteers in the state.
Mm.
In fact, many of our volunteers have won FEMA and state awards because of their service and because of the level of competency that they have. And we've been deployed by the state several times. And we actually are the leading organization in the nation that have won FEMA sponsorships, FEMA awards because of our service.
Nice. And you can also donate. If you don't have time, if you can't, be there in person, you can actually donate.
Absolutely. We are a nonprofit. Our mm-hmm. donations are what we ride upon, and we definitely appreciate anyone's philanthropy to help us out. And you can go to BeReadyAlliance.org to donate, and we would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah. Many, many awards and lots of recognition, from FEMA and, for best in the country. So thank you so much for this work that you're doing. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. We've got just a couple minutes left. My guest this morning, Dr. Nick Jackson, go to BeReadyAlliance.org, talking about hurricane preparedness, emergency management, and kind of what resources are available when a storm hits. So thank you again for the work that you do. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to stress again that if anyone would like for us to come out and speak to their business, their organization, their church, their HOA, we'd be more than happy to. We have several people on staff that are well-equipped and very knowledgeable and can come out and speak to you and your organization. I will say with our HOA associations, we have been working a neighborhood preparedness class where we teach the neighborhoods to actually map their neighborhood and locate the individuals that are in most need within the neighborhood so that everyone in the neighborhood is prepared.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And, you were talking earlier about, just the communication and getting this information out there. We've all seen like when a kid has a temper tantrum in the store and then the parents are just kind of like just dragging them out of the store. And I could see that in a storm too. When something's happening, kids don't understand a lot of the times, why do we have to get everything in bags and get in the car and leave. I don't want to leave. I want to go to school tomorrow. Like they don't understand. So, you know, just talk to your kids, talk to your family, make sure everybody's on the same page with the plan, write it down, go over it, because, you know, if that storm's coming, sometimes we don't have a whole lot of time to get ready.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
And we do have resources for kids as well to help educate them and help them understand what is going on.
Right.
So we can provide you with that as well.
Yeah, an important mental health piece there. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to take our last commercial break of the day for Pep Talk. I've got Dr. Nick Jackson in the studio, BeReadyAlliance.org. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We only have about a minute left. We have a caller on the line, Tim from Pensacola. Are you there with us, Tim?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. What's your question?
Hey, so this was a question for Speaker Nick. So I'm a new home buyer in this area. So I was wondering, do you guys have any sort of like resources or check sheets or anything like that? So I just like, you know, first steps and like things to I know to start getting prepared for this time.
Great question.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Tim, that is a great question. I appreciate that. We do have resources. If you go to our website, BeReadyAlliance.org, under our tabs, there is a link for resources. And then we have a help library. And inside that help library, it will link you to millions of valuable resources, as well as FEMA updates as well.
All right. BeReadyAlliance.org. Dr. Nick Jackson, thank you so much.